This podcast is sponsored in part by our friends at Fairwinds. Whether you're new to Kubernetes or have some experience under your belt and then definitely don't want to deal with Kubernetes, there are some things you should simply never, ever do in Kubernetes. I would say run it at all. They would argue with me, and that's okay, because we're going to argue about that. Kendall Miller, president of Fairwinds, was one of the first hires at the company and has spent the last 6 years making the dream of disrupting infrastructure a reality while keeping his finger on the pulse of changing demands in the market and valuable partnership opportunities. He joins senior site reliability engineer Stevie Caldwell, who supports a growing platform of microservices running on Kubernetes in AWS. I'm joining them as we all discuss what dev and ops teams should not do in Kubernetes if they want to get the most out of the leading container orchestrator by volume and complexity. We're going to speak anecdotally of some Kubernetes failures and how to avoid them, and they're going to verbally punch me in the face. Sign up now at fairwinds.com/never. That's fairwinds.com/never. Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn, and here is the nonsense that AWS got up to last week. Fortunately, none of it was quite as egregious as whatever the hell was going on with GameStop stock. I don't tend to follow those sorts of things because I have other means of tomfoolery for amusing myself, mostly Twitter. Amazon EBS announces CloudWatch metrics with 1 minute granularity on all EBS volume types. This is at no additional cost to you. When your monitoring systems start querying those once a minute, that's where the additional cost is going to get you. Amazon Elastic File System triples read throughput. I have a hard time envisioning a situation where you both opt to use EFS and have read throughput concerns, but if that's you, then this is your lucky week, I guess. Amazon Elasticsearch Service extends encryption at rest and node-to-node encryption to existing domains. Well, it was awful, but I finally finished migrating all of our Elasticsearch data to a new cluster so that we could enable encryption at rest and between nodes. Now to take a big sip of coffee and listen to the AWS Morning Brief to see what happened last week. Amazon TimeStream can now be used for workloads subject to HIPAA, ISO, and PCI DSS. What they lost in being slow to market, they pick up by being quick to compliance attestation. Amazon Transcribe Medical now provides automatic protected health information, PHI, identification. This is going to be incredibly helpful to a lot of healthcare providers. It's easy to see why, unless you have flagged potential PHI, your head up your ass. End flag! Amazon GuardDuty introduces machine learning domain reputation model to expand threat detection and improve accuracy. We made GuardDuty better. Can we publish a blog post on it? Only if you claim that you did it via the magic of machine learning and use that phrase repeatedly. I've got a promotion riding on that. Finding savings from 2020 reInvent announcements. These are handy tips that do work. My favorite part is the multiple lines of SQL you're supposed to shove into Athena. Apparently, this wins the prize for the most convoluted possible way to figure out how much you're paying for GP2 volumes, beating out Arithmetic and Cost Explorer.
This episode is sponsored in part by Chaos Search. As basically everyone knows, trying to do log analytics at scale with an Elk stack is expensive, unstable, time-sucking, demeaning, and just basically all around horrible. So why are you still doing it, or even thinking about it, when there's Chaos Search? Chaos Search is a fully managed, scalable log analysis service that lets you add new workloads in minutes and easily retain weeks, months, or years of data. With Chaos Search, you store, connect, and analyze, and you're done. The data lives and stays within your S3 buckets, which means no managing servers, no data movement, and you can save up to 80% versus running an Elk stack the old-fashioned way. It's why companies like Equifax, HubSpot, Klarna, AlertLogic, and many more have all turned to Chaos Search. So if you're tired of your Elk stack falling over before it suffers, or of having your log analytics data retention squeezed by the cost, then try Chaos Search today and tell them I sent you. To learn more, visit chaossearch.io.
Making artificial intelligence real. I love it when an Amazon blog post contains an admission of a point that I've been making for years. Performing anomaly detection on industrial equipment using audio signals. At last, there's a machine learning powered way to detect the dulcet tones of a $20 million laser cutter tearing itself apart from the inside out. Extending AWS Control Tower to securely accelerate our customers into the side of a mountain, because Control Tower still needs an awful lot of work to be a responsible decision. On-the-fly video conversion with Amazon CloudFront, Lambda at Edge, and AWS Elemental Media Convert. For something like this, you have two options as a company. You can tell your customers to build it themselves, or you can charge them a lot of money to do it for them. Amazon chose both. Access AWS GovCloud through the CLI with Azure AD credentials. This is likely to scare the living hell out of an auditor, but I'm willing to be surprised. Pseudo security issue. This isn't an issue for AWS customers at all, unless you're running Linux yourself inside of an EC2 instance. But who on earth would do something like that, right? And lastly, security overview of AWS Lambda has been updated. There's now an update to their white paper, and it is a PDF, but worth reading, that highlights the latest security advances. You can continue to use Lambda to securely patch the gaps between AWS services and pay for the privilege. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn, and this is the AWS Morning Brief. Let's hope this week is less ridiculous than the last one.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.